It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, welcome to a beautiful Thursday afternoon, August 1st. And, of course, I know you checked your smoke detectors this morning to make sure they all work. Hey, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host, and it's brought to you every weekday by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. And with us for a full hour today is Mr. Ron Fonzi and Lori Fonzi of the H2O Committee PAC.
That's right.
I said it right, right?
There we are.
Okay, Lori,
yes,
put that right in front of your mouth. There you go. So I should know that, huh?
You should know that. You're part of us,
so,
aren't you?
So let's talk about this. Last week it was on Facebook. It might have been early this week. I get lost. They say that last year, in the first quarter of 2018, EPCOR made a profit of $133 million in one quarter. That's a lot of money out of our pockets.
Exactly, especially if it goes up to Canada, and we probably can assume that.
Well, even if it doesn't, you know, even if it just goes in, you know, where does their, you know, let's say, you know, if you have a business, if you and Lori own a business and you make a profit on it, you take her to dinner. You know, I mean, you guys get to keep the profit.
Yeah, but with the profit, what do? You capitalize. You make more money on it. Exactly. That's why people are in business. That's why EPCOR is in business. They're a very good business operation.
Obviously, if they make $133 million in a quarter, they're doing something right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the important thing is that we have to realize that in the takeover or the condemnation procedure, that the city will be operating the water distribution, will take over full control. We'll be able to control our own destiny.
Right.
I've got to tell you, Larry, I've got to admire what the city has done in the past few years. We talk about their involvement in the city. They're proactive. And what I mean to say is they're proactive rather than reactive. A year or two ago, the city got involved with the county as far as repairing roadways.
Right.
So the city sent their employees up and said, wow, this is the greatest thing in the world. I believe it was, I'm going to say, $795,000 investment for this machine. So our people come back and decide this is the best thing. Numbers are put together and ROI is return on your investment.
Right.
So we buy this machine. Notice your roadways right now. Notice, especially the parkway. All the potholes are gone, and they weren't. And when our people, before we had this machine, repaired them, they didn't last very long.
Right.
So when we say that the city has that kind of attitude, proactive, and they're going to apply that to their water system. We already have a water department, and we're going to be able to go out and not contract. It's so expensive for businesses to contract. I remember in the 90s, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Outsourcing. That's all I heard, outsourcing. Well, it came to the point where Yeah, it was great when you were making all this money, and I did some consulting with businesses, and I said, it's time to capitalize and do this in-house. No. Then when things slowed down and they were still outsourcing, they were hurting because of the cost of the outsourcing. So I think the city has prepared themselves for this. Our infrastructure is there. We don't have to contract out backhoes and people to repair the roadways. So that's going to save the city a lot of money. And the fact is, we're already doing billing
for the wastewater.
Wastewater.
Right.
So by incorporating that, you integrate your computer system, which wouldn't take very long.
No.
So we save, what, 19,000 pieces of paper a month?
Right.
Where EPCOR is paying
for it? 19,000 stamps. Imagine that.
I think it's imperative that people stop and think. And I know there's questions, and I've had it before, people confront me about city can't do it, city this. If you take a look at the history in the past few years, how much has the city done? Look at our roadways. Well, I'm not saying there's not any potholes out there,
right?
But it's a vast improvement.
And look at the simple fact that we have Dot Foods, we have Hobby Lobby,
yes,
we're getting a Burger King, we have two coffee.
Human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two human beings, and we're getting a new donut shop, and so Toby, along with the mayor and the vice mayor and John Paniker from the chamber, they all went up to Vegas a few months ago for a summit with all these businesses that are looking to expand. Okay, it's a huge deal. They go to it every year. And just so happened, the following week, Toby popped in here because he was going to do a public service announcement. But he popped in during the middle of the show, and I said, sit down and put on the headphones, you know. And I said to him, I said, I got one question for you. When you saw all these businesses up there, do you honestly feel, and I know you can't tell me who they were or how the conversations went, but do you feel that any of them will pick up the phone and call you? And he said to me, some of them already have, and some of them came down here from up there to look at Bullhead City.
Great.
So that's all good. That's all progressive. You know, when you think about how many people they hired at Dot Foods and how many are working in our community, spending money in our community at the stores, at the restaurants, and the utilities and hospitals and everything else, it's all good. It's all, and that allows our city.
Growth is good.
Yeah. You know, the city lives on 2 cents on a dollar. That's not a whole lot of money. And so 2 cents on a dollar. Anthony, we're going to have you on at 12:30, okay? Okay. So 2 cents on a dollar, you have to turn around and realize that's not a whole lot of money. Now, they get a lot of excess money. They get a lot of federal grants, and they get a lot of state shared revenues and stuff like that. But all along, since our city was founded 35 years ago, we've lived on 2 cents from the taxpayers. They've done pretty good on that.
They've done very well. And there's other things that they're receiving monies from. Irrespective, I think the community is getting bigger. We're more intelligent. We're bringing businesses in. One of the agencies I had talked to that had to deal with increasing business in the community, and they had numbers like $300,000 or $400,000 on Visa cards for electronics in Bullhead City. It was amazing what they had done. I've done a lot of research. I've done consulting before, but the approach, an agency that helped bring businesses in, and then the city incorporated it.
Right.
What was the name of that? That
was Economic Development.
Economic Development.
Right.
And they were doing a lot of things like that.
One of the things that I discovered with Lisa McCabe, who was the last director,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Was that I said, congratulations on Hobby Lobby, or on Joann's. And she said, you need to know that it took 7 years to get Joann's here. It wasn't her. It was like two directors before her that started the process. Mm-hmm. So when, and it's funny because when the city sent out a Facebook note here a few weeks ago and said, you know, we've got Burger King coming, we've got Southern Donuts coming, we've got another coffee shop coming. People right away are going, well, why don't we get this, and why don't we get that, and how come we got this, and we don't need another coffee shop, we don't need another hamburger joint. Well, the city doesn't get a call from Burger King and say, we're coming to Bullheader. We don't think we want you. You know, the city doesn't get a call from these places and turn them down. You know, it's not as if Black Angus called and Toby said no. Right. You know, every business has their demographics that they want. Years ago, when I first moved here in '80, I called Black Angus like a fool. I was a young kid. And I said, so can we get you here? And they said, if you have 50,000 people within 5 square miles, we'll come. And I went, thank you. You know.
Well, you know, all of these business and stuff are great for our community. There's no doubt about it. And Epcor has been a wonderful company to have as far as our water. However, the question is, do we want to continue funding their profits? Okay.
Well, not just that, but if they're going to raise the rates to where we're paying the same as Scottsdale,
exactly.
And we don't have the quality of water Scottsdale has. We don't have the quality of buildings. I guarantee you that the Epcor employees in Scottsdale are making more than the Epcor employees in Bullhead City.
Right.
So there's no justification for that raise as far as I'm concerned.
I think the most important thing is that voters educate themselves on the facts of the situation. I personally believe that Epcor has misled the voters. That's my personal opinion. Some of the information that they've put out is not completely forthright. Even with an interview that was on the radio yesterday, I found a couple things that they said to be misleading. Now, that's my opinion, but I would like the voters to actually get the facts and to educate themselves before making a decision.
And Larry, you know what I'd like to do is I'd like to get together with Sean, and we have a discussion through a debate process.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like that. I'd like to debate all 19 of his employees. I would, and I'll stand there, and it'll give them an opportunity. They're part of our community. They have a say.
They do.
And they're I got to say one thing. Epcor must be doing something right, because all these employees are, you've got to
happy.
Say, happy.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Right.
I think it's important, like Lori said, that we educate the public. And I think one thing, good thing that would come out of a debate, that we would have 300, maybe 400 people take 20 questions, have a moderator. He picks 20 questions. We have 5 minutes. I'll stand there and they'll stand there. And they can tell the public why we should keep Epcor, and I'll tell them why we shouldn't keep Epcor. Sean, if you want to give me an email, I'll give you my email address, Lori, our email address.
It's h20bullhead@gmail.com.
Okay. So maybe he's listening.
Hopefully.
I'm sure somebody
works
for him.
Hopefully he'll respond.
Yeah.
We can educate the public. The public will have input.
Well, it's funny you say that, because after the vote for the city, the city put out a press release that same night, and I put it on a couple different pages, my page and River Info, and even on my, I'm not sure which page it was, but anyways, on one of them, there was a debate, and somebody had some wrong information, and I kept trying to correct him, and he kept saying, no, this is right. I said, do me a favor. This is after about 3 or 4 little arguments between the two of us. I said, pick up your phone tomorrow and call 763-9400 and ask for Toby Cotter and ask your questions to him. That night he came back on and he said, sorry, Larry, you're right.
Oh, good for him.
So he did the research and he found out that what I was saying was correct and what he had been told was incorrect, or what he believed was incorrect. Hard to say how he got his information. But, you know, the voters, they need to vote on this issue whether they want it or they don't. And they need to be informed. And when Epcor puts $400 million up on an electronic billboard, That's a scare tactic, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get back to that. They vote yes. We get the we immediately take over EPCOR's assets in the city, and we run it. Let's face it, $130 million, that's ludicrous. Okay,
right.
And we understand that. We we have an estimate of about $55 million. Do you think EPCOR, knowing that it's ours, is going to go to court?
No.
They're going to settle.
They're going to settle.
They're very intelligent people.
They're going to lose because now it doesn't belong to them anymore.
Right.
And so I actually think that the day after the vote, Toby will get a call, maybe from Sean or from somebody higher up, that will say, let's talk.
What's your number?
Yeah, let's talk.
Right. And so. Now, and you're right. All these are scare tactics.
Right. All right. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more. I get Ron all wound up, and then I got to go to commercial.
CBD is becoming the most effective pain management solution, and CBD Relief Wellness Center is dedicated to educating our community. The Relief Wellness Center offers a large selection of CBD products, all locally produced and grown in Arizona. Stop in, enjoy a cup of coffee, and relax. Join Relief's yoga and meditation classes. Relief Wellness Center maintains that a healthy mind, body, and soul are key to a balanced life. Come meet your CBD consultants in Fort Mojave and see if CBD is right for you. CBD Relief Wellness Center, located off the 95 next door to iHeart Tacos. Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Mitchell with Realty Executives Lake Havasu City, and I'm a third-generation realtor here in Lake Havasu, and I'm born and raised a Havasupian.
Hi, this is Mary Roberts, Realty Executives Lake Havasu. I'm celebrating my 30th year in real estate here in Lake Havasu.
This is Rick Lazare with Realty Executives, bringing you 40-plus years of real estate experience.
Realty Executives Lake Havasu City, where the experts are.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
We're back on a Thursday, the 1st of August. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall on Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every weekday by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center up there on Silver Creek Road, and ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And we're visiting with Ron and Lori Fonzie from the H2O committee pack. Now, what were you going to talk about? Where were you headed? I know you got 19 different things you want to cover.
I think basically when we take over, we get the yes vote, it's going to be a matter of negotiating.
I think so, too.
EPCOR's big company, very smart. They know if they go to court, they may get a little bit more, a little bit less. But we've already committed to $130 million.
Right.
Now, if you go to court, it's unreasonable.
Right.
I mean, and I look at the Consumer Price Index, and I think $34 million they paid in 2012, and it's worth $130 million. Boy, That just doesn't jive
right.
with what our economy, and our economy is good right now. I think to ease the mind of the voters that we have a very good credit rating
in the
city, and that will afford us to get interest rates down. Now, I know Sean yesterday talked about, well, we're going to fight you in 7 years. You can't say it's not going to be 8%. Well, I mean, if you go back history,
right.
It's pretty reasonable to say in 7 or 8 years, it may be up 4%, but that's here nor there. Lori wants to talk about something that's very important to her. I do want to make one more statement here, and I apologize to Sean. I should have identified myself yesterday. I am the vice chair of the PAC.
Right.
I wanted to...
Lori's the communications director.
And Lori's the communications director. Go ahead, Lori.
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, I ask myself why Bullhead City is so important to EPCOR that they're not willing to sell it to us. We're just a very small community. We're very community-minded and oriented. And we're a very small piece of EPCOR's puzzle. So why will they not negotiate with us and make it a pleasant negotiation? Condemnation is something that is offered to city governments for the best interest of their citizens. And that's what the city is doing. They're looking out for us. The other thing on the other perspective is if you please go to our Facebook page, H2O Committee Bullhead City, and you look at the video that's on there with the building that EPCOR built. It's a $258 million building that they spent. And then tell me if any of our profits went to that company.
Where's the building at?
It's in Edmonton.
Oh, so it's not in Bullhead City.
It's a beautiful building. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like 30 stories high. Each floor is 14-foot glass windows, except for the lobby area, which is three times that much.
Wow.
So my concern also, as being a retiree from an electric cooperative, is how are they planning on paying on heating that and cooling?
Yeah.
So I think about those things.
We
and
are.
Then I wonder, is EPCOR in our best interest for our community, or is the city of Bullhead?
Well, let me interject something that I feel is important. It's Bullhead City gets the condemnation, it'll set precedence. And that's what this thing's all about. Do they care about Bullhead City? Absolutely. But once it sets precedence, that domino effect... And that's what they're really concerned about.
That might
because
be.
They have 11 districts.
At the same point in time, though, when the citizens vote, I think they're going to vote yes. Because we've already said the city's done a good job with the wastewater. They're doing a good job with everything right
they're
now.
Proactive.
And so the citizens vote, and it becomes the city's property. All right, they're going to pay EPCOR. Now, the city says 55, and or the city, their consultant says 55-ish. And EPCOR says 130. So somewhere in between there, the city's going to have to pay them. All right. At that point in time, if they're smart, and they are smart people, they're probably going to go out and buy another water district somewhere. They're going to buy something else someplace.
And they just buy one in Parker, didn't they? Was it Parker? I think they
somewhere,
just purchased one
somewhere south, I know, because that's where Mark Clark's working for them. But, yeah, so they're a smart company. They'll just go buy another. And water companies, I'm sure, are for sale all over the United States. So.
Well, another thing you have, and the caller into Sean yesterday talked about a monopoly. Well, what's happening in Arizona, it's called a monopolistic environment. And looking into the past laws.
Sherman-Clayton Act.
In 1928, the Sherman-Clayton Act. As a matter of fact, I used it one time in my business.
Oh.
But that's too big.
Were you friends with him? Oh, you're not quite that old.
The point I'm making is that once it becomes a monopoly, then it must be broken up under the laws. That's what
right.
happened in California. So that's a big concern for the people in Arizona. You either take their water or you don't take their water. And there must be competition there, and that's why the Sherman-Clayton Act was formed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lori,
talk about that.
Go ahead. Give the email one more time in case people want to email and ask questions.
The email is h20bullheadcity@gmail.com. And if you want more information, you can check our Facebook page out again. H20 Committee, Bullhead City, has quite a bit of information on it. Or you can call 928-201-6630.
And if you want to email Toby Cotter, you know, the city manager, if you've
yes.
got a question, it's tcotter@bullheadcity.com. And he'll respond. He'll answer people's questions. So if the public is not satisfied with what the three of us have said here in the last 25, 35 minutes.
Well, we need 25 or 35 more minutes.
We'll bring you on again. Okay. Then, at that point in time, pick up the phone and call Toby, 763-9400, and ask for Toby Cotter, or email him at tcotter@bullheadcity.com, or the mayor at tbrady@bullheadcity.com.
There's a lot of questions out there, and especially the people that don't understand the initiative. Real quick, I was in the bank the other day, and I was talking to one of the we were opening the bank account for our PAC, and I asked her, "What do you think about this water situation?" She says, "Oh, I'm voting no. I don't want EPCOR to run our water anymore." Well, she was a little bit confused. Is it yes or no? Is it no or yes? And I think the important thing is, again, let's get together. Let's not so much a debate, to discuss
right.
what the pros and cons are. Bring the citizens out. Give them the opportunity to learn. I don't mind standing there and all 19 employees. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's so important that you get your message out. I can't say enough about loyalty.
Right.
And it's important that you understand. If you want the city, vote yes on 415.
That's right. Thank you both. We'll do this again.
I'm not Finney.
Yeah, you are.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3. Three.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can get your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And you can always take pies, muffins, or cookies from Brownie's Home, and they're so good. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you get that co-op connection card. You save money all over Bullhead City, starting at Perkins. Restaurants, doctor's visits, prescriptions, cars, furniture. Get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, you know, whatever you've got, grasshoppers. You've got grasshoppers at your house, call Barron's. They'll take care of them for you. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, of course. You can also order vehicles. It doesn't have to be a Hyundai. If you're really looking for something else, you can tell them, and they'll find it for you at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Casino, where you can get a haircut, of course. You can get a color, tinted, pedicures, body wax, and even if you got a massage. If you come to town from Southern California and you got a sore shoulder, go to Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa on the Riverside. They'll fix that shoulder for you. They're upstairs on the second floor, right down from the movies. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They're up there on Silver Creek Road. Been there forever. If you've seen a doctor or you've been in a hospital and you have to have some physical therapy, but they want you to have it in a facility, you can go into Legacy and they will do your physical therapy for you there all the time and then get you on your feet and get you out of there. They also have occupational and speech therapy, and then they also are a skilled nursing facility. So you might want to check them out. You might want to go on a little tour in advance. You never know. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, and of course, they're right there on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby, those two blue buildings back up there on the hill. They do complete transmission work, and then air conditioning, tune-ups, brakes, anything that's wrong with your car, you can call them up and make an appointment to get your car in there. 444-1155, ask for Joe or Jeff. They're a team, and they'll get you fixed up. All right. Now in the studio, we have Anthony Kolowski.
Good job, yeah.
I got Anthony right. Okay, and Anthony is, what is your title with the Bullhead City?
I'm the assistant to the city manager.
Assistant to the city manager? Whoa,
right.
That's a title. That's a title. So now, one of the things you're spending a lot of your time on is this count.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very important to the city. It's the 2020 census.
Right. And so with the count, how does the public get involved?
Well, right now, they can get involved by joining our Complete Count Committee, getting involved with that as we try to do more outreach as this count gets closer and closer, which the day of the count is April 1st, 2020.
April 1st.
Yes.
So between now and then, we need to educate everybody why.
Right.
Why do they want to know how many people live in my house?
Well, for the state of Arizona, a lot of funding is tied to this count. So depending on our population size, which we're competing for one large pot of money.
Right.
With
the more people, the more money.
Right. The more people, the more money. And we're competing with large communities that are growing rapidly, such as the Buckeyes, Phoenixes.
Right.
So it's very important that we get a complete count and get as much money as we possibly can.
All right. So we need everyone. And on April 1st, what, everyone's going to get an email?
Well, prior to that, starting in March, they'll receive flyers, postcards from the census, and they'll receive their notice to file in the mail. And they can do that either through the mail, call on the phone, or even do it online, which is the new service the census is providing this year.
Right. So there's three different ways they can just answer. How many questions do we know?
We don't know yet.
10, 12?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, roughly somewhere like that. And the census, they maintain all that information.
They do. It's,
you know,
private. Nobody's
all they
have
give
that
out
information.
Is numbers.
Correct.
They don't give out, you know, Larry Toonforce lives here and his wife and his dog, and you know, they don't give out that kind of information. They say there's two adults in this house. Period.
And ever since the census has been going on, that information has never been compromised.
Right. So people don't have to worry about their personal information. They don't have to worry. And I guess one of the biggest concerns were people that live in America illegally,
right,
that they came here, you know, illegally, and I don't care if they've been a productive citizen and they've done well and they're living and they've got kids and everything else, they're afraid to be counted because they're afraid the next day someone's going to show up and say, oh, you're all under arrest. But number one, that question is not going to be on the census.
Right.
And so when you fill it out, no one's going to know if I'm legal or you're legal or Toby Cotter's legal or Jose's legal.
Right.
Nobody cares.
As it is regards to the city, we don't care. We just want you to fill it out, send it back so we can get an accurate count. Because in 2010, we feel we did not get that accurate count.
What it cost us by not getting an accurate count in 2010?
It cost us millions of dollars over 10 years. And we've posted flyers to a few Facebook pages that says we've lost about $10 million in funding.
Yeah. So $10 million, Ron Fonzie was in here talking about our roads. Boy, $10 million would have went a long way in our roads in Bullhead City.
Right. Roads, parks, you name it, that money could have helped develop.
Exactly. So all these things add up to the people so that we can get more money from federal money and state money.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that questionnaire, fill it out. Do it the day you get it so you don't put it on a dresser or put it on a nightstand or a desk or a counter or something and go, I'll get to that later. It's 10 or 12 questions. Just fill it out and mail it in or go online because you can actually do this online, right?
Right. You can do it online.
And you do it by your address.
Right.
They know the address, but they don't know who lives there or how many people live there. So
the census will send you an identification code. You go online, type in that identification code, and you're...
Answer the questions you
need. Right in there to answer the questions, and you're all done.
Okay. So we need everybody in Bullhead City, no matter where you live, anywhere. I don't care if you're in an apartment, if you rent a mobile home, or you rent a house. Everyone needs to fill it
out. And if you're a snowbird and you're here on April 1st, you should be counted in Bullhead.
Okay. All right.
So that's
so if you're here, if you're back and forth, if you're here April 1st, then you count in Bullhead City.
You count.
Yeah. If you're somewhere else, you're somewhere else. But if you're here in Bullhead City, you count on April 1st.
Right. And if you have any questions, feel free to call the city.
Okay.
We'd be happy to answer any of your census questions.
What's your extension?
299.
299. So Anthony is 763-9400, extension 299. Now, we're talking Bullhead City, but we have listeners all over Mojave County. It's the same in every city.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same in Laughlin. It's the same in Kingman and Golden Valley. No matter where you live, You really need to participate in the census.
And the more money that we can get back from the census benefits the entire region.
Right.
So that's very important.
Well, and the county, too. You know, the county gets money from it. Mm-hmm. So if you live in Golden Valley, you live in Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Oatman, or whatever, Desert Hills, you still need to do the census because if you don't, you're hurting yourself because you can't come out and complain about your road and say, oh, I didn't fill out the census. Well, if you did, maybe they could fix that road.
And every community in Mojave County has put together a complete count committee.
Right.
So we're all working together and trying to formulate an outreach plan that'll work best.
Well, and I think all the radio stations and all the radio station companies should get behind it because it's good for everybody.
Right.
And it's 5 minutes of your time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you don't have to go anywhere to do it. You don't have to drive anywhere. You know, you don't have to mail it. You can just do it online and you're done. So it's very simplistic.
Right. And if you want that pothole fixed, fill out the census.
Exactly. If you want that park to have greener grass, fill out the census.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want more police officers in Bullhead City, fill out the census. If you want more firefighters, fill out the census. So it all boils down to services.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I have the flyer up here on my wall. And so, education also. All of our schools benefit from accurate counts.
Exactly.
And we're talking housing, rehabilitation programs. All these things, all these grants that are federally funded and whatnot, all depend upon counts.
And Arizona is very different in this way because a lot of cities and towns back east and in the Midwest don't rely on a population count. They rely on a property tax.
So, right.
We rely solely, a lot of our funding, our state shared revenue, comes from this population count.
Right.
So that's what makes it so crucial that people fill out this form.
Okay. All right. So if you have any questions, you can call Anthony at the city or just call and ask for Anthony. You're the only Anthony in the city?
I believe so.
So just call and ask for Anthony, and they'll get you to him. It's simplistic. It's no personal. You don't have to put any credit cards or anything like that in. They don't want any of that information. They just want a count. So please participate in it. We're going to have you back on. We may have you and Toby in here together. And we'll
talk more about it. As we get closer, the Complete Count Committee and a lot of volunteers will be at a number of different events, Oktoberfest, Winterfest. Corn Fest.
Yep.
So spreading the word about how important this is.
Yeah, we're going to be everywhere.
Yep.
And we'll work together on a public service announcement with the other cities and with the county, and we'll get something going so that everybody knows that you've got to do the census. You got to fill it out. Take the 5 minutes and do it.
Right.
So anything else we missed?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it.
I don't want to give out
too much information.
Yeah. Well, and...
Because we're so far out.
We're early. Yes,
so we don't want to...
But I want people to start thinking about it, knowing it's coming. And,
exactly.
And knowing, understanding the value of it.
Right.
That's the big thing. If they don't understand the value, call Anthony and he'll explain it to you. I mean, you can call Anthony. He can explain to you over the last 10 years what it's done for our Bullhead City.
Right.
You know, where we've got money from and what they've done with it. So when you sit back and think, oh, it's no big deal, I'm just one person. Yeah, it is.
Right. And if you do use a P.O. box, the census isn't going to send that information to your P.O. box.
They're going
to send it to your actual
physical address. Okay.
So make sure if you do use that, check your mailbox as well.
Right. All right. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. We'll do this again.
Great.
All right. Thanks.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona, 928-444-1150.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
CBD is becoming the most effective pain management solution, and CBD Relief Wellness Center is dedicated to educating our community. The Relief Wellness Center offers a large selection of CBD products, all locally produced and grown in Arizona. Stop in, enjoy a cup of coffee, and relax. Join Relief's yoga and meditation classes. Relief Wellness Center maintains that a healthy mind, body, and soul are key to a balanced life. Come meet your CBD consultants in Fort Mojave and see if CBD is right for you. CBD Relief Wellness Center, located off the 95 next door to iHeart Tacos.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Did you know every 66 seconds someone in the U.S. develops Alzheimer's? In fact, more than 5 million Americans are currently living with this devastating disease. The end of Alzheimer's starts with you, and it starts at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. Hi, I'm financial advisor Dodie Gilday, inviting you to join the Edward Jones team for Walk to End Alzheimer's Saturday, October 27th. Edward Jones is proud to support the Alzheimer's Association as the national presenting sponsor of Walk to End Alzheimer's. Visit edwardjones.com/ALZ for more information.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuenforce. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. And, of course, every day at this time, we bring you community service. But first, we got to talk about, you know, hold on. First, we got to talk about that football because, you know, we're going to hide a football tomorrow morning for the Arizona Cardinals in Bullhead. Now, there's going to be one in Kingman, one in Havasu, and one in Bullhead. I'm going to be participating with the one in Bullhead City. So if you're on our Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page, probably early tomorrow morning, I'll post a picture of this football. Now, I've already posted one picture, but that's of it in a bag. This is going to be of it hid. And then you're going to have to come find it. Now, I already gave out a tip the other day, and I had Lori and Ken in from Culver's, and I said, wow, it's within a mile of your business. And they all went, oh, great, you know. And so now I can almost say it's within a half a mile of Culver's. Now, that still goes into Fort Mojave, still goes up the parkway, still goes north to the college, so... You're going to have to be on our Facebook page tomorrow or tune into our radio station because we're going to give some tips on the radio tomorrow, too. But I think this is going to be found fairly quick in all three communities because they're not that difficult. So if you don't know about it, be sure and check out our Facebook page because Radio Central is a part of this Arizona Cardinals distribution of 100 footballs. Now, Tyro Banks at Ron's Tire is looking for... some mechanics and some tire people. So if you're looking for a job, previous experience is preferred. And, of course, you should have a little mechanical knowledge. You need to have, of course, a valid ID and an outgoing personality. Be customer service, customer service is a high priority for you. There's room for advancement. It's a positive work atmosphere and team mentality and whatnot. So call Tyro. And if you're into tires or lube, call Tyro 788-8473, and he'll help you out. Some of the things coming up around our community tomorrow is a blood drive. This goes on at the Bullet City Health Club on Highway 95 in Fort Mojave from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Vitalant is the organization, and if you want to make an appointment or call them for about questions, 877-827-4376. Also tomorrow from 3 o'clock, starting at 3, I think it goes 3 to 6, is a back-to-school fundraiser for Rod Caton. Rod is a reporter with the Mojave Daily News. He's going to have a kidney replaced. And there's a lot of expenses to that. So this is a fundraiser for Rod tomorrow at CoView, starting at 3 o'clock. I'm going to MC this tomorrow. It should be fun, and hopefully we'll raise a little bit of money for Rod. I know there's a couple prizes that you're going to want, like $50 gift cards at Walmart. So check that out. If you have questions, call Jacob Albeda. He's the one putting this together for Rod, 928-201-2221. Saturday, of course, is the 75th Annual Republican Picnic, and that's in the Hualapai Mountains at Park Number 1. And you're going to see a ton of people there, so you'll be able to find it. Starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and goes until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's being put on by our local GOP. If you have any questions, call 758-4467. And KTNR Radio is a part of that. You know, Kelly Ward's going to be there. Paul Gozar is going to be there. I hear Sally McSally is going to be there. So, you know, you might want to check it out. Sonny Burley, of course, will be there. Local, state, and federal Republicans will all be there to say hi to you. Saturday, the... Third, the Bullet City Fire Department is once again exchanging personal flotation devices at Fire Station Number 2 from 9 o'clock until 11. If you have any questions, call the Fire Department at 758-3971. And then there's an inaugural summer basketball camp. This goes on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is for children ages 6 to 18, all levels. Okay, so if you want to get your child into this camp and increase their levels in basketball, call Coach Gill at 805-729-5539, and he can get you involved. Call Dave Heath at the city if you have any other questions. Sunday the 4th, you can go bowling with Saints Saving Animals in Need together. They're at the Riverside Resort from noon until 3. You can bowl with the Riverside and bowling for dollars, bowling for pets. All right. Noon until 3 at the Riverside Bowling Alley. If you have any questions, call 888-590-2695. Monday, we have a blood drive at Granny's in the Pioneer Casino, and that's, of course, upstairs. There is an elevator, but it's upstairs in Granny's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, also by Vitalant. And any questions, you can call them, 877-827-4376. All right. I want to remind you once again that the Bullhead City Fire Department, the Bullhead City Police Department, the City of Bullhead City, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center have teamed up to remind you, don't wreck your weekend. Okay? Three very simple safety tips. If you're out there on a wave runner or on a boat, stay to the right. Remember there's no brakes and keep your distance. You do those three things, you'll have a great time on the Colorado River. If you don't, it's a $175 ticket if you're not wearing a life jacket. If you don't have your lanyard attached, that's a $175 ticket. And it's $375 if they claim that you are driving recklessly on that watercraft. And if you decide you want to drink in watercraft, that's a $3,100 ticket. So think about that, because you don't want to get involved in that. So, all right. So let's move on to get a little bit more with the Charlie. So, continuing here, one of the other things that we have going on is, okay. All right, a couple more things we got going on here. There's a Relay for Life kickoff at Harris coming up on the 4th from 5 until 8. And you can check that out. If you have any questions, call Karen, 928-201-2327. That's coming up on the 4th of next month. Okay, that's in September. Once again, Lazy Harry's is having their big 24th annual Colorado River Float. And that is on the 17th of this month. And if you get any questions, call Lazy Harry's and get involved. It's the 24th annual, and they've been doing it for 24 years. So 23 in the past. Okay. And what do you want to plant in the desert? If you don't know, go to the Laughlin Library on the 17th from 11 to 1, and they're going to teach you. If you have any questions, call the Laughlin Library, 702-507-4060. And coming up on the 16th, they're going to have that WOW Pantry, Mobile Pantry, again in Rotary Park at 11 a.m. from 11 to 2. Questions, call Betty Ray, 928-758-7689. All right. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a very special guest, the captain of the Arizona Department of Public Safety for Mojave County, well, the whole district, will be here, and we'll be talking with them about Highway Patrol and what's going on. That's going to can it for the tuna. I want to thank Ron and Lori for coming in and talking about the water issue and the pact. And thanks for Anthony for coming by and talking all about the census, and everybody get ready for that. That's going to can it for the tuna today. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity is up next. After we do a little bit of news and a little bit of weather, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.